This is no secret. This is something we've been kicking around for a while. This is something we've been projecting for a while. The Raiders are very much in win now mode with Devontae Adams having a window of time to be elite. This team rallying around a new head coaching change, being hungry, not necessarily not in rebuild mode, but also not in win now mode. They just need a quarterback. This team is a good football team, the Las Vegas Raiders. They need a quarterback, and it's real no surprise to find out that there's more buzz than we originally thought around and surrounding the Raiders moving up to try and get a Jaden Daniels, to try and get a top three or four quarterback. I think Penix Jr. is a real likely land in Las Vegas in this 2024 NFL draft. I think Jaden Daniels is a little bit out of reach because I project him to go to Washington. Should he not go to Washington, should the New England Patriots trade down, and there's certainly some buzz about that still, then Jaden Daniels could be a Raider. And Jaden Daniels would be amazing in Washington or in Las Vegas. Those are probably the very two best landing spots for Jaden Daniels, JD5. My number one quarterback. I haven't wavered one single bit. He's been my number one rookie quarterback from the jump, and that's not going to change. The Fantasy Football Show begins now.
From the FantasyFootballShow.com studios, it's the Fantasy Football Show live Monday through Friday, 8 p.m. Eastern. Smitty is also live whenever news breaks.
From the FantasyFootballShow.com news desk, here is your breaking news.
So, news breaking on several different levels from different sources. This is one in particular that Raiders owner Mark Davis has given the GM and head coach Antonio Pierce permission to trade up in the NFL draft for a quarterback. Jaden Daniels could make sense if they're able to pull off a trade. I don't think Washington's going to trade out. I don't think Washington especially is going to trade out to the Raiders number, 13 pick. There's no way the Washington Commanders are going to move down to 13, in my opinion. So I don't know that Jaden Daniels, assuming he is the number two overall player, according to most everybody, my number one, some people's number one, astute people's number one. But I think that the more likely trade up would be to 3 or 4 with the Cardinals or 5. The Cardinals would be very tempted to trade down to 13, but they're going to require, according to recent reports, they're going to require what sounds like 3 first rounders. And that means that Marvin Harrison Jr. is probably going to be a Cardinal. I get that. I'm excited about that. I like that the current going asking price for the 4 overall, which a lot of people say is the beginning of the draft because it's quarterback, quarterback, quarterback. And now you get your chance of anybody that's a non-quarterback. This is essentially the number one overall pick for teams that don't need a signal caller. So the Cardinals ransom for the 4 is going to be the Kings ransom for the 4 is going to be 3 first rounders, which people laugh at, and that's fine. That means Marvin Harrison Jr. most likely an Arizona Cardinal. However, I wouldn't put it past Monty Austin Ford to not do what we're hearing and trade it for 2 first rounders. And so the Raiders moving the 13-4, giving up a future first rounder. The Cardinals are certainly capable of doing that. The New England Patriots, same thing, 3 down to 13. They want Bo Nix, maybe. They gamble on that. They say, hey, we'll roll with Brissett if worst-case scenario unfolds. Kyler, you know, he could get Brian Thomas Jr. here. He could get maybe a Dunze Falls. Who knows? But the Cardinals would be tempted, I think. Austin Ford's very eager to trade that pick. I don't know why. I don't want it. I'm a Cardinal fan. I'm in Arizona. I want Marvin Harrison Jr. I'd settle for a Dunze or for Neighbors, of course, but I think it would be a grave mistake to move out of this 4 pick. 5, 4, and 3, and maybe even 6 are all capable of being moved. So if the Raiders want to get aggressive and get Drake May, J.J. McCarthy, or Penix Jr., they can do that. Maybe Bo Nix is even gone by 13. Maybe the Raiders are afraid that they won't even get Bo Nix or Penix Jr., and of course J.J. McCarthy, because his hype is climbing at the 13 pick. But this news right here,
from the fantasy foot.
My bad. This news right here confirms what we've been kicking around for a while, that the Raiders likely having JD5, if they get extremely lucky and the cards fall a certain way, JD5 or Penix Jr. Bo Nix is a thought, but I truly believe that one of those two quarterbacks, JD5 or Penix Jr., will be in Las Vegas. That's my current temperature of the situation. And, you know, obviously things can happen, anything can happen, but that is the vibe I'm getting. This is great news for Davante Adams if you have him and you have him for one more year, or you're going to potentially draft him. I don't know where his ADP is going to be if he gets a Penix Jr. versus if he was to get, let's say, a Dak Prescott in a trade. We've kicked around the Dak Prescott situation. A lot of people say there's no way that Dak Prescott's getting traded or moved. He's got a no-trade clause. All these garbage excuses for why something can't go down when we've seen almost the impossible happen with Stephon Diggs, on top of something nobody predicted to happen, which was voiding 3 years of his contract and essentially trading for him on a one-year deal. There are so many different avenues these things can take. There's so many complexities involved in the contracts and details that people don't even have a full grasp of until the trade's made. Dak Prescott wants a long-term deal. The Dallas Cowboys are not going to give him, as of this moment at least, a long-term deal. So therefore, any team willing to trade for him and give him a long-term deal, he's going to sign off on. So the Raiders having one of Dak Prescott, which is a long shot, I get, Penix Jr., Jaden Daniels, feels like that's what we're going to see. Something crazy like that. I don't believe they're rolling with O'Connell. I don't think they're going to sit back at 13 and wait. They could if no good deal gets presented to them, one that they feel is affordable. Maybe they land Bo Nix anyway, and they like that. I'd be fine with that too. Bo Nix to Davante Adams would be fantastic. Michael Mayer is such a big time sleeper to me. Michael Mayer is a tight end that could be as good as top five to seven in the NFL if he gets a strong signal caller like Penix Jr. or Jaden Daniels throwing the football to him. And Davante Adams has at least one more good elite year left if he gets handed Dak Prescott, Penix Jr., or Jaden Daniels, JD5. So, Raiders, and then the trickle-down effect, right? Zamir White has a fantastic 2024 season if this offense can go vertical. If this offense can matriculate down the football field, guess who benefits? Zamir White. Zamir White, who's a freaking moon man.
The moon man, dropping loads in outer space.
This man's a moon man. This man's a moon man.
The Saturn man.
This man's
one
a Saturn man.
Step for man, one giant leap for Saturn.
Why not show the Mars man while we're at it? Man. It's a fantastic group of guys right there on those three lists right there. Mars man, moon man, Saturn man list is on fire. Just bleeding talent. Just overflowing with talent. Those three lists are phenomenal. And a lot of these channels out there trying to copy the moon man to the moon, the rocket ships, like everybody and their mother stealing content from your boy. And it's pretty embarrassing, to be quite frank. Flattering, no. Embarrassing for them, maybe. But everybody's stealing the moon man, all that stuff. You keep trying to emulate what's going on over here, but you can't do it. You won't do it. You can't.
Mashed potatoes.
Yeah, buddy.
You could try. You could certainly try. Adams to the Cardinals, straight up for the fourth pick. Frank, what in the heck are you talking about? Frank, let me just tell you something. If this is the kind of fantasy football trade negotiating you do, you're ending friendships, I would block you. If you sent me a trade offer in a fantasy that was this ridiculously bad, and if there was a button to block you from ever sending me another trade offer again, I would hit that button, Frank, because this is the worst idea I've heard the entire week, maybe month.
Take a look.
Davante Adams has like maybe 1 year left. Frank wants Marvin Harrison Jr. Calvin Krim coming in with a $2 hauler. So was New England is trading back. Pierce wants JD bad. He does. New England is definitely capable of trading back, but New England probably isn't even in a position to get JD 5. You know, because Washington, in my opinion, is locked on to drafting him at number 2. And I don't think Washington is even going to consider trading down. Washington won't even consider trading down. Because Washington at this 2 pick, they don't want 13. New England's capable of trading down because they don't know what they really want. If they don't get JD 5, I think they're okay taking Bo Nix and getting future first round draft capital. The Washington Commanders don't want the 13 pick. They're in the driver's seat with potentially the number one overall quarterback in this entire draft class. You be losing out, pal, not me. I'll take extra laps for all you couch potatoes, says Frank. Frank, you can't be serious thinking that Davante Adams and the number 4 overall pick are even remotely close in value, Frank. That is as casual as I've seen in my life. You could definitely call into the phone line and debate it with me. School me on how Davante Adams is even worth. Like, I don't know if you know what the actual NFL value would be of Davante Adams, my guy, but it's not even close to first round material. Like, you couldn't even trade Davante Adams for the number 32 overall pick. He is a third rounder in a trade. He's you're not getting what you, I don't know what world you're living in, Frank, but you can call in and talk to us couch potatoes about football. Please school us. Please tell me how near 25 years of doing this professionally, how stupid I am by thinking Davante Adams and the number 4 pick are equal. I'd love to know. Adams for the 1.4 and a maybe a 2, maybe a 3.4. Maybe a 3.4, Frank. I read Washington offered the Bears for the 1 today and it was denied. It's possible that those rumors are true. It's possible that it's complete fabrication. Because at the end of the day, bro, to get that number 1 overall pick, you're having to give up way over 3 first round. You have to give up more than 3 first rounders. The Cardinals want 3 first rounders for the 4. Frank wouldn't know that, but the Cardinals want 3 first rounders for the 4. Imagine what the Bears want for the 1. Not to mention they are married already to Caleb. They don't want to go away from this plan of attack. They can't. They're all in. They've attached themselves to the hip. And if they were to back out of Caleb Williams right now, they would look like fools. So it would be it's not going to work. So you are, Daniel says, so what are the Jets going to do for a backup QB because they're going to need him? I don't know, Daniel. You know what my plan would be if I was a New York Jet decision maker, my guy? I would draft Penix Jr. number 10. And I'd have a long conversation with Aaron Rodgers. I'd make him involved, make him feel like, okay, this is for the future. This is not for you now. But if you didn't go that direction, you 100% should be looking at Joe Milton or Rattler. Rattler or Milton should be every one of these teams. I don't care who the quarterback is, backup plan. Milton's a pretty fun prospect. I'm not saying he's going to be any sort of guarantee whatsoever. But if you're looking for a backup quarterback that has a little bit of that, and I'm not comparing their playing styles, so understand that before these words come out of my mouth. And you start typing on the keyboard, Clifford starts going, they don't play the same at all, Smitty. Milton's got the most Brock Purdy potential, like rags to riches upside. Again, very different play. But if you wanted to, you're the Cleveland Browns, try and get yourself, and I've said this from the beginning of this situation in Cleveland when it started to unfold, if you want to get yourself in a position where you can make a Trey Lance situation go away. Is anybody talking about how the Niners botched the Trey Lance situation? I believe they failed Trey, but either way, it failed. 3 first rounders They threw it all away. The Niners have there hasn't been a team that has screwed up the quarterback position with a trade, especially, and mortgaged the farm like the Niners and the Cleveland Browns. You don't hear a word about it. No one says a word about it, about San Francisco completely botching it. Shanahan's job wasn't on the line. Why? Because they found Brock Purdy. Had they not found Brock Purdy, Shanahan wouldn't even be a coach right now. He'd be maybe a coach somewhere else, but he would have been fired immediately. You know, if they would have had a bad season off of that, he would have been gone. So how do you fix that problem? How do you gloss over that? You find yourself your Brock Purdy, your version of Brock Purdy. I've said this from the beginning. The Cleveland Browns should be going after Milton. They should be going after Rattler, trying to find their Brock Purdy. And I believe that Milton should be on the radars of teams like Indy, who have a running quarterback, the Jets, who have an older injury-prone quarterback. You know, if the Raiders miss out, they could get Milton later, but Milton's a pretty damn good prospect to put in your corner and potentially hope you have your best version of a Brock Purdy sitting there. He's got a lot of upside. He's got a cannon. A lot of people like to make fun of that he's a party trick. You know, he's doing flips and throwing missiles down the field, but can he really play ball? His film isn't bad. I'm not saying it's great. That's why he's not a first-round quarterback, but he is definitely more than a party trick, and I think he's a fantastic acquisition for a team that that might want to tuck away a little surprise on the bench. So it's a good question, Daniel, for sure. No doubt about it. Thank you again, Calvin, for the super chat. You are the man, the myth, the legend. Appreciate you. Frank, we still appreciate you. Frank's hanging in there. He's hanging in there. I'm just typing and trolling, he says. One of these days I'll call in, but today I'm just typing and trolling, he says. Frank, you know, Frank threw up the Moon Man, Mars Man emoji or whatever. He did a show to Mars. Let's go ahead and give Frank a second chance, guys, instead of everybody clowning on him. Frank, we believe in you. I think you can come back strong from this. You can bounce back like Fields from this situation. Fields busted. People are doubting him. You come out with this ridiculous Adams for number 4 overall pick. I believe you can bounce back. I believe you're a product of your environment. Like Fields was failed by Chicago. You were failed by your cubicle. You were failed by whoever was around you when you made that statement. I believe in you. You can bounce back, Frank. You can do it, pal. Bowers or O-line to the Jets at number 10. I agree with that. I think Bowers is a fantastic move. Appreciate Marty being in the house. Marty to the moon. Rattler could be great. Yeah, I like Rattler. Reminds me of Hendon Hooker a little bit. Hendon Hooker in Detroit's really, really quiet, crafty guy sitting there and waiting in the wings. If Goff were to get injured, maybe Hendon Hooker comes out and fires off. You know, ACL recovery, couldn't really do much last year, but people are kind of missing because he didn't do anything. He was a rookie, got drafted, never heard from him. You're going to write him off. That's the natural human condition, okay? But let me just tell you, he's pretty decent. Hendon Hooker, Rattler, Milton, these are three guys that be quiet. Be quiet. Grab them, hold them, wait. Malik Cunningham in New England. That was a guy I've been talking about for a whole year now. Bill Belichick kept cutting him, bringing him back on the practice squad. Nobody picked him up. I was surprised. He's now in Baltimore. Guess what Baltimore said today? They're going to potentially convert Malik Cunningham, groom him as a quarterback. They want him as a backup quarterback, but they're going to groom him as a Taysom Hill. Malik Cunningham is getting his shot in Baltimore as a wide receiver and backup quarterback. I'm excited for this because I've been touting Malik Cunningham, New England Patriot quarterback, backup to New England, Bill Belichick. Nobody wanted to give a shot, even when the New England Patriots had nothing going for him at quarterback. They didn't even shove him in there. He was practicing one day with the ones. We thought he was going to rise up, and then Bill cut him, put him back on the practice squad. And I'm glad that the Ravens see something in him. Malik Cunningham, learn about it. Taysom Hill, everything we've been doing with Taysom Hill for years and years and years, keeping him on our bench. He's been a quarterback, but he's a running back. Maybe Malik Cunningham starts delivering Taysom Hill numbers from a quarterback position, rushing touchdowns. And keep an eye on him. He's a fantastic,
very, very low prospect.
Nobody's saying that Malik Cunningham is going to come out and be some absolute gem locked and loaded. But watch him. Monitor him. Let's see what Baltimore does with him. I'm glad somebody sees talent enough to say, let's get him on the field. Washington going JD5. Raiders not getting him. Sorry, Penix. No way you trade to 4 for that clown, says Gregory. Gregory, think what you want, pal. Number one, I already said I agree with that. Washington's going to draft JD5. Who wouldn't? So JD5 isn't in the cards. And Washington's not going to trade the pick away. But if you think Penix Jr. is a clown, if you think Penix Jr. is a bad quarterback, Gregory, you just put that on the screen. I didn't. Okay? That's fine. Doubt him all you want. Doubt him just like everybody else came in and laughed at me, Gregory, for saying he was not only a first rounder, he was one of the best quarterbacks in this draft class. Gregory, let me just tell you, okay, because you're watching my show. I want you to know who you're watching. I want you to know the content you're getting and what kind of quality or not quality you think you're getting from me. Penix Jr. is my number 2 quarterback. JD5 is my number 1 quarterback, has been since the jump. January, I did evals on these guys without considering landing spot or where these teams view them. JD5, my number 1. Penix Jr., my number 2. It hasn't changed one bit. Penix Jr. is my number 2 rookie quarterback, and he's the most NFL-ready quarterback in this entire rookie draft class. This clown, you call him. I just want you to know, Gregory, what you're watching, because that's how I view it. That's how I do it. That's how I deliver it, and I want you to know what you're getting. Penix Jr. Penix Jr. to the top, Gregory. To the top. You can either be on board or watch from the rafters. I would gladly draft him as the second drafted quarterback, Gregory. I don't need to because I'm smart. And I'd trade down or I'd move into a draft slot that is perfect for it because you know J.J. McCarthy and Drake May are probably going ahead. However, you don't know the hype. The hype's building fast. There are some people, not a lot, but some people saying that Penix Jr. is their number 2 quarterback. Scouts are talking like that. In general, the teams have him about 4 or 5. But like, Gregory, where are you talking about? What are you talking about, clown? Like, what is this comment even about? Why is Penix Jr. a clown? And you can call in and tell me what you think. But why is he a clown? What did he do? He's the most articulate, well-spoken, likable rookie quarterback in this entire draft class. Let me guess, you're a Caleb guy. I bet you love Caleb Williams. I bet you think Caleb Williams is the best quarterback in this draft class. That guy is more of an appropriate label of a clown than a guy that's articulate, well-spoken. Everybody in their mother that interviews him says, wow, he's just a likable guy, and you trust him. You'd follow him into battle. I mean, where do you come off calling him a clown, Gregory? How is he a clown? I don't understand, Gregory. I don't understand. Penix Jr., definitely no clown, says Matt. Rafters. Smitty, what's up with you? What's up with you, Lo? May will have the best year of this draft class in 2024. No, Dave. I mean, the odds of him going to the best spot are slim to none anyway. So, like, how is that going to happen? You know, he's probably going to a no wide receiver landing spot. That's where Drake May is kind of unfortunately being slotted. So, but Dave, appreciate your support anyway. Penix Jr., number 1, in my opinion, says Reflect. Go watch him tear up Texas. Look, anybody doesn't like Penix Jr., I don't. It's driven by something else, like a rivalry. That's the only thing. Like, you're Michigan fan and you just wanted to root against him and you conquered him. Congratulations. You have an amazing defense and his wide receivers didn't help him. Odunze admitted running wrong routes where the football was in the perfect spot for a wide open touchdown. People are like, Penix Jr. overthrew him. Penix Jr. overthrew him. Think what you want. Think what you want. This guy, Penix Jr., is the most NFL-ready quarterback. Him and JD5 are almost equally the most ready NFL quarterbacks. Drake May's not, but he doesn't mean he's not good. McCarthy's pretty NFL-ready to a degree, but like in my opinion, he's a good quarterback. He's not great. He's a good quarterback that's NFL ready, but these two gentlemen are ready for greatness, in my opinion. Reebok in the building. What's up, Reebok? Reebok in the hizzy. Where's Reebok's question? Somebody said, someone was quoting something Reebok said. I didn't see Reebok in here. My boy Reebok. Where's he at? Oh, Nissan's just saying Reebok should, the shoes should make Penix pump shoe. I gotcha. I thought you were talking about my boy Reebok. Don't hear you mention Drake May much, Smitty. Am I out on him? No, we talk about him all the time. We just talked about him a second ago. I think he's a project, not a very big project. Like, he'll be pretty good, but I don't think he's as NFL ready. And he's probably going to a spot, most likely, like New England, the Giants, right? Those are the two likely landing spots for May at this moment in time, because I don't think May's going number two or number one, right? So, by the way, get over to thefantasyfootballshow.com while I hit the wrong button and get your lifetime content, bold predictions, rankings. JD5 Caleb, right? So it's Drake May. Like, unless somebody moves up, Drake May's not falling. He's not going to go to 12. I'm just telling you, the most quarterback-hungry teams, New England, the Giants, and you keep going down, Denver. I'm not saying that he's falling. I'm just trying to emphasize the three teams closest to Drake May and McCarthy and Penix Jr., to be fair, don't have wide receivers. But I have a feeling Las Vegas is going to move up. Maybe they move up for Drake May. Then Drake May does have a wide receiver in Devontae Adams, does have a great tight end in Mayer. So then May's in a much better situation. Drake May's just dependent on getting those tools, because I think he's a little bit more of a project. Just a little bit. I like him a lot, but he's not as ready as Penix Jr. Penix Jr. is literally, he had such an amazing college football season. People that say Penix Jr. is not good, they, no offense to anybody watching, but it's a casual comment. It's rooted in rivalry. And they're just being bitter and mean about it. But like, if you think Penix Jr. doesn't ball, you aren't watching, you're just regurgitating something someone said, or you're casually entering the chat, which is fine too. An arrest has been issued for Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice. We might have to come back on this. He faces 6 counts. I'll be back. Rashee Rice, warrant issued for his arrest. I'll be back on a live stream.